And just continuing with the coronavirus, we're just going to look now a little at the impact it's having on the global economy and also on the economy here in Ireland. And I'm joined by Simon McKeever, CEO of the Irish Exporters Association, on the line, and in studio by Damien O'Reilly, lecturer in DIT, at TU Dublin. Sorry, I keep forgetting that I'm in 2020 and not back in 2018 or something, Damien. Simon McKeever, first of all, we've seen this warning from of course, the tech giant Apple about their phones. How is the global economy being affected by the coronavirus outbreak?
Hi, Anya. Well, it's been affected in two different ways, and that reflection is back into the Irish market as well. It's been affected from people who are exporting things into China, in that, you know, transportation in the Wuhan hub is, it's basically come to a complete standstill. And one of the reasons why it's come to a complete standstill is that because it's a huge logistics centre where you've got road, rail, air all coming together, there's a huge intermingling of people there, so that has had to stop. So it's very difficult to get items into China at the moment. So that's one issue of it. For companies that are actually making things that there are component parts coming from China, it's very difficult to get those items out of China. So it's been affected in both of those ways globally. And then the other piece that now is beginning to creep into the story is that we're beginning to see a slowdown in payments coming out of China. So it's because of, you know, the shops, you know, the restaurants, and a lot of businesses have been shut down, and that they're not paying their suppliers. So that is probably a sting in the tail that may come a little bit later in this. So it is, you know, at a micro level, it will affect individual companies that are trading into China, because if they're not able to ship stuff into China anymore, then their factory is going to be full. So at what point do they actually stop producing things, and then what happens, and what does that mean for the local economy? And then for companies that can no longer source some of their components directly from China and are not able to find an alternative source for that, their production is potentially going to come to a halt. And we're talking to a number of our members at the moment who are having just those kind of issues at the moment.
I mean, and the sums are quite large. 8 billion in exports from Ireland to China, 4 billion in imports, 400 Irish companies that have bases there as well. Damien O'Reilly, talk to me, because, you know, that's all, if you like, the big global economy. But in terms of what consumers are going to start noticing, in terms of the impact on their daily lives, what they're able to buy, what they're not able to buy, or what's more expensive?
Well, a lot of the workers are actually going back to work after the Lunar New Year. And with the, they were obviously kept out for 2 to 4 weeks. They're looking at predicting a modest supply chain delay, but there's no cause for retailer panic, is what they're suggesting at the moment. Some of the retailers are prioritising certain ranges that will sell very quickly, that are not due to be on the rails there for another couple of months. Under Armour, though, have said that their first quarter will take a $50 to $60 million dollar hit at that stage. One of the things, though, if you think that what the fashion retailers are doing, they're looking at autumn now, they're finding it hard to get people, as the previous speaker was saying, is to get people to go out to China to inspect what's actually happening, to look at the designs, the brands, the merchandising. So that autumn range might be affected because of what's happening now. At the moment, most of the they've got about 4 weeks worth of stock. And one of the things that retailers could do is to be able to increase the price of some of the ranges. But at the moment, they're looking at a 2 to 4 week delay, and how that's going to impact basically on a lot of retailers. Now, one of the issues these days is that a lot of companies have decided to not to rely on China. So basically, the likes of Vietnam, Indonesia, Pakistan, Bangladesh, all of these countries are supplying these companies now. So it's not a complete loss of deliveries from them.
I have seen pictures.
Just one last point, because of the Lunar New Year, is that retailers tend to buy excess stock because they know that the factories are going to be closed down for 2 weeks. So they actually have sufficient stock because they order in advance for that. This is something that's happened subsequent to that. And that's kind of, you know, it gives them a longer lead time now before the supplies start to run out.
And Simon McKeever, how much, if you like, do you agree that the whatever impact we're likely to see from this may not show up until later in the year? But equally, if this viral outbreak persists for a number of weeks or even months more, what will the medium-term impact of all of this be economically, do you fear?
So we're beginning to see this emerge now from some of our members, where they're telling us that it will have an acute impact on them in about 4 to 6 weeks' time. So what happens to production in those particular facilities at that point? As it may seem at the moment that we've seen a peak in the outbreak of the virus, what is then going to happen is that there is a displacement of assets all around that region. So there could be another 6 to 8 week tail in this before the whole logistics system gets back up properly in place. So I think that there will be a hit at a macro level on the economy. And your other speaker there is talking about other parts of that region which are supplying the world. Mm-hmm. What we're seeing from some of the carriers, from some of the freight companies in that, is that they are now, because the ports are pretty full in that region within China, the shipping lines are beginning to go to other parts of the world. So that will, other parts of that region, so that may mean a knock-on effect in delays in those particular ports around the place as well. And it's not as easy as people actually think to just, you know, if your market and a huge customer of yours is in China, you know, when I've been asked, you know, what can companies do, alternatives, it's not as easy as people think to find an alternative buyer, to find an alternative source of supply in a very, very short period of time. And the closer that people can find those either customers or a source of supply to Ireland, the easier it will be to fulfil that.
And just very quickly, Damien, we're all used to seeing, we hear a lot about fast fashion and obviously St. Patrick's Day and a lot of holiday merchandise made in China, very often the label that's on those products. Any sign yet that that's likely to be impacted in the near future?
I agree with the previous speaker, but a lot of these fashion houses, the likes of the online ones, for example, like ASOS and Boohoo, they have varied sources of supply. The likes of Zara produce a lot of their product in North Spain and in Portugal as well. So it will affect certain retailers, and some retailers have come out and said that it is affecting them. One retailer that it's definitely affecting is Burberry, because they've got an awful lot of shops, luxury shops in China, and they've actually had to shut many of those down.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Coming into us, Damien O'Reilly there, lecturer in retail at TU Dublin, and also Simon McKeever, the chief executive of the Exporters Association.